Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
An ice cream vendor. Excuse me, ice cream vendor.
What's the matter? Haven't you ever seen a snowman before?
The old put his hand on the guard's face.
This is the biggest show that we've ever had, Amy.
Oh my goodness.
Because we have so many people in here right now. We're going to get to them. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She may be able to claim insanity by the end of this podcast. Lacey is wanting to play a new game again and again and expecting different results. She's a glutton for punishment.
And with me today, she's the best mom that I know that is here anyway. She survived a slumber party over the weekend and no one mistakenly put her small bra in the freezer. Her name is...
Amy Nichols. Are you talking about my small bra?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Because there were some bra freezing and stuff going on at your little preteen slumber party this weekend.
Yes, it was fun.
And we have literally everybody in here with us today. Joining us today is our curly counterpart. She normally wins all of the games because she's a very likable saint. Considering this game isn't based on being a good person, let's see how she does this time. From the Channel Surfing Podcast, welcome Anna Castillejos.
Hello. Wow, I can't wait. What an intro.
And she says that her favorite moment in life was seeing Steven Tyler in concert, and I'm not entirely convinced that she isn't pregnant with his baby. Her name is Alicia Van Winkle.
Welcome. What a great life that would be.
And then there's the other power duo in the group. One of them brings casseroles to bachelor parties, isn't ashamed to sleep in his princess sleep mask, and loves Taylor Swift and Melitta Etheridge. The other one is gay. They are the Shut Up Podcast, Nick Adams and Justin Chavez.
Hi. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
Man. So welcome, everybody. This is quite the mashup because we have channel surfing, we have no podcast, and we have Shut Up all in the same room.
Wow.
So this is going to be a lot of fun.
Fangirling.
So I kind of feel like I make things more complicated than it has to be. So we're going to play a game today. And instead of making it like super simple, I kept changing the rules all in the process.
Shocker.
So what we're going to do is I'm going to play a clip and there's going to be a word beeped out or a phrase beeped out. You have to guess what the word is. Well, I think I'd rather do it more like match game. Whoever can give me the best answer, right or wrong, they're going to be the winners.
Without looking at the answers first?
Yeah.
We need to listen to it. Just off the spot.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, like match game, you can take a couple moments to come up with your answer. You'll get 1 point if you get the answer correctly, 2 points if I just like that answer best.
Ooh.
Oh.
I don't get to play because I know all of the answers.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever it comes up to your podcast, y'all will not be able to play during that time.
Okay.
Got it. Amy, you're going to be sitting out a lot of this. Since you forget, you can throw in an answer on the end. That way, in case you do remember, you're not going to spoil anything.
I can't wait.
Are Justin and I, since we're on the same podcast, do we answer as a team or are we individuals?
Individuals.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
So just give me the best, most creative answer.
Oh.
Because even though there's going to be winners and losers, there's not really going to be. This is more just about having fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
Woohoo!
Okay, so clip number one. I don't only reveal stuff about myself, I'll also talk about my mom's stuff too. My mom had really blank.
That's worth filling up. My mom had really bad.
Ding whenever you're ready.
My mom had really bad.
Bad was in the answer?
Had really blank.
Oh.
My mom does have a lot of bad, and I like to highlight that from time to time because she doesn't really listen to the podcast.
Okay, good. I was going to ask if your mom listened because mine might be a little mean to mom, and I don't want to be, but I'm just filling in the blank.
Are y'all ready?
Yes.
Okay, up first, Anna.
Oh, wow. On the spot.
What do I talk about my mom having?
Crazy hookups.
Ooh, I like that answer.
Thank you.
Alicia?
Crazy party stories?
Mm.
Justin?
Wrinkles. Not in the face, but in the clothes. She hated ironing.
All right. And Nick, what answer did you have?
I said saggy boobs.
Have you ever been hugged by your mom without a bra? It's a very squishy feeling.
I don't want to.
I was like laying down on the floor, and my mom missed me because I was home from college, and she was wearing this big old t-shirt without a bra on. And I just got a face full of just...
They're just swinging everywhere.
Yeah, I just got back to being a 2-day-old child, you know, smothered in them. And I was like, Mom, get off.
My mom's saggy boobs are a little bit different because she only has one. She got a boob removed during breast cancer, she only has one boob.
Now I feel
insensitive.
For real. I didn't know that.
Wow. Wait, so one's flat and the other one's like...
Well, older? One's natural and the other one is not there.
So it's not... So she's a one...
She chose to not have surgery afterwards. She got it taken off and never had reconstructive surgery
this
done.
This was worded past tense. Has really. So I think the plural would be accepted here.
Let me play you the clip. My mom had really bumpy nipples.
Oh, you were so close.
Areola.
So I'm going to give Nick 1 point, and I'm going to give Justin 2 points because I liked your answer.
Oh.
This was so boring.
They're creative.
It wrinkled laundry.
Clothes.
So random.
Y'all laughed at mine.
At least mine was true.
I gave you 2 points for creativity.
No, Nick is just coming for me in my
Lacey,
point.
Do I get 3 points for being true?
Mm-mm. Truth is not always funny, especially in my family. It's just sad. All right, number two. Amy's friends support her no matter what.
When I told one of my dearest friends that I was finally marrying Josh after 2 pregnancies, she said...
So one of her friends showed Amy support after she announced... that she was marrying Josh by saying this.
Ding.
That was the cutest ding ever.
Oh, thank you.
Ding. Guys, are y'all ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Anna, what'd you put?
by saying, are you sure you don't need a third pregnancy?
Ooh, good answer.
Alicia?
Oh, man, I did it from Amy's point of view.
That's okay.
Oh, I said, you're my baby daddy, now love me.
Ooh.
All right.
Demand.
Justin?
I think your second husband's going to be better.
And Nick?
I said, finally, you've been giving him the milk for free.
All right. Amy, do you remember what your friend did say?
Yeah, she said something to the effect of, it's a good decision for right now. When I told one of my dearest friends that I was... finally marrying Josh after 2 pregnancies. She said, yeah, I'm glad you're marrying him. It's a good decision for right now.
And for most creative, I'm going to have to go to Nick.
Yes.
Because I like that. So, Nick, you got 2 points for creative. Nobody nailed it on the head.
No.
Amy, how long have you and Josh been together now?
It'll be 13 years next month.
Whoa.
It went 13 more to come?
Heck yeah.
Hey, yes.
Aww.
I saw a study that said everybody thinks that newlyweds are happier, but actually it's like after you hit that 20-year mark. Mm-hmm. So we still have something to look forward to. Like you hit a low point, and then it gets better. So
I think I'm golden after 7 years. Well, I can't say that. Yeah.
Is 7 years, do you find it's better after 7 years than before 7 years?
I just feel more and more secure in our relationship. Yeah,
he's not
as
going
the years
anywhere.
Go by. Yeah.
But Jeremy gets mad that I have to tack on how many years we were together, because we were together for 5 years before we got married, and that's still time served. So I sound stupid if I'm griping about my husband after 3 years, and it's like, no. We've been together for like 9, so I deserve this. I've earned this griping. I don't ever gripe about him. I'm just kidding. On an episode of Channel Surfing, Alicia said that her girlfriends can always ask her for blank. Mm.
Ding.
All right.
I used to have girlfriends all the time come up to me and ask me.
All right, Anna, what do you think she said there?
Well, I think I remember.
Okay, skip.
Oh, I wrote it down before I heard the clip. I put advice, really good advice, which is super lame.
Okay, Justin.
Alicia's friends can always come and ask her for a pack of ramen noodles because it's the only thing she eats.
So true.
And Nick.
I said her friends always asked her for bedroom advice, like sexy time advice.
Ooh.
Also, an acceptable answer would have been how to take the perfect nude.
Whoa. Oh, my.
My mom's going to be so proud. I used to have girlfriends all the time come up to me and ask me, I mean, let's be real, like in college, you need advice.
Yeah.
You've never done something, so you need someone else's opinion on it. Which is
Amy, look at me.
Advice, and it was a sexy time.
It was sexy advice.
Oh.
Oh, what?
It was.
If it needs context.
So we're both right.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't have said that because now we just gave Nick more points.
All right. Nick and Amy got points on that one.
Yay, I'm on the board.
Woo-hoo! Hey.
Finally.
Nick is a laid-back dude, but he doesn't like this.
I think is really funny, but real life, I hate hearing someone.
Ooh, it's like a two-part? Ooh,
two-part,
two
yeah.
Two-part. Mm. Justin, would you even remember what this is?
No.
You wouldn't either, because I went through your files and found this. Huh? This wasn't something that you sent me today.
Oh, it wasn't?
Mm-mm.
I got to think about this.
Yeah, ooh. Me too.
Mm, okay.
I think I nailed this.
Ding.
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 Was it a race?
I win.
Oh. Oh, you already dinged.
All right, Nick is a laid-back dude, but he doesn't like this.
I think is really funny, but real life, I hate hearing someone.
Anna, what you got?
Okay, Nick thinks that arguing is really funny, but he hates when the other person is right.
That's so true.
Amy?
He hates potty talk, but he really thinks potty talk is funny, but he hates hearing someone poop.
Alicia?
I said he thinks it's funny when people talk loud, but he really hates when Justin screams.
Mm.
Ooh. Guys, any guesses?
I have, he hates it when people are right because he can never say no to an argument.
That's true. He's right there.
So we got a match.
Match!
Any idea?
I think it's along the bathroom lines, too. I think it's, I like bathroom humor, but I don't like hearing someone in real life. I think potty humor is really funny, but real life, I hate hearing someone go to the bathroom next to me.
Okay, so Amy, you're correct. You get another point.
Woohoo!
Anna, best answer. You get
yes!
two.
Yes!
I'm just going to go ahead and be okay with losing.
2 points.
And getting 0 points this entire game.
Wait, where are my points?
You have two. Nick has five.
Wait,
Anna has two.
Why does Anna get points?
For the most creative answer.
Mine was
creative over everything.
Mine was the same one as hers.
But mine was worded better.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, I said the same
thing. Roll the tape. Mine was better.
That's dumb.
She said it first. Anna gets the point.
We asked at the same time. You asked
her first. Podcast.
You
asked
her
podcast.
Yeah.
I think her.
You don't win anything.
More creative to say that was the same answer.
Mine had better delivery.
Justin gets a sympathetic half a point.
God, Lacey, mine was an attack on Justin. Can I get 1 point?
No.
Boo. Oh.
That makes no sense, Judge.
It's my damn game. I can do whatever I want to do. No.
Did you write it down?
Yes.
Prove it.
They write in an argument because he never lets a get. He
Hold
never
on.
Let go.
You know what's happening right now?
What?
You can't lose in an argument. You're doing what you're calling me out.
I'm not arguing. I'm asking a question. Huh? Why does she get points?
I'm not arguing.
I asked the question. Why does she
get points? That makes no sense. That doesn't like at least give her one and me one. Do like a Katie Heron from Mean Girls.
This is the quietest I've ever heard, Justin.
Yeah, it's great.
Anna isn't the saint that we all think that she is. She just hides her embarrassing qualities.
I didn't want people knowing that I was like, so I kept that a secret.
I didn't know that I was like
stealing Justin's points.
It was my own well-deserved point that you tried to come after. So,
I mean, I gave you the match. I was the match.org.
She right just there. Said it a lot better than you, a lot prettier than you did. Do you have any idea what it is?
I think, is this from when I was on y'all's podcast?
No.
What?
Mm-mm.
Oh, then no, I don't know what it is. Can I guess then?
Not till the end.
Okay. Ding.
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 Are you sure you're through, or you want to wait till you hear some answers and then back on that one?
Oh, okay. You know what?
Steal some answers.
All right.
Do you want to start with Justin this time so his doesn't get... He doesn't
Good
get
idea,
accused of stealing other people's answers.
Yeah. Maybe it'll be funnier.
I didn't want people knowing that I was like, so I kept that a secret.
Justin, what do you think she said there?
Killing dogs and selling them to Chinese buffets.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't even that creative.
Yeah. My expectations are up here and you only delivered like down here.
Nick, what did you come up with?
I said stealing from work. I didn't want people to know I was stealing from work.
Mm. Getting caught.
Amy?
I said I didn't want anyone to know that I'm like in my 20s because she looks like she's a teenager. Somehow that always comes up.
And Alicia?
I said dancing for money in college and liking it.
Whoa. Ooh.
I was surprised.
All right, here's what she really had to say.
I didn't want people knowing that I was like into watching like Jersey Shore, so I kept that a secret.
I was there.
Yeah, that's when you that's when you saw my pockets. Oh.
Alicia, I like your creativity. You get 2 points.
Woo! Yes, I said so.
I thought that clip was from when I was on y'all's podcast and I talked about stalking Nick Jonas.
Mm. That was been a good
only,
one.
That was the only thing I had in my head.
Just another example proving that part-time Justin hits on everybody, not to mention homeless people.
I saw him looking cute in his outfit, and he's sitting over there by himself. And then I raise my drink to him, and he raises his drink to me. And I go, and he goes.
So Justin said blank to a guy, and the guy responded by saying this. Justin, do you remember what you said?
I think I called him a handsome looking. I think that's.
You weren't supposed to say it if you didn't have any indication.
Well, I already had dinged. Well, I ding now, but I had already written it down.
Y'all ready?
Okay.
All right, Alicia, what do you have?
I have your place or mine. Him saying, him saying, I only have a cardboard box, but I'm down.
It's like she was with you.
I know.
Amy,
I have you got all your teeth, and then he said, I got enough.
Oh, that was good.
And Anna, what did you have?
Oh, I can't live up to that one. I put Justin saying, you buying tonight? And he said, I ain't got no money.
True, very true. Yeah.
I saw him looking cute in his outfit, and he's sitting over there by himself. And then I raise my drink to him, and he raises his drink to me. And I go, you look cute tonight. And he goes, I'm married.
So not that bad. Not that bad of a rejection.
Yeah, no, not that bad. If he wasn't married, though.
Side note, I think Justin got this married guy to put sunscreen on his back.
I did. Yeah. Sure did, yeah.
So he may have been married, but...
Yeah, he remembered us from the beach.
Oh, this wasn't the homeless guy story? From
no.
the homeless
guy.
Oh.
There's just a lot of stories.
I thought it was the homeless guy. Oh, I thought it was the homeless guy also.
Okay, we can all forget about the homeless guy.
Missed it. Justin hit on a homeless guy.
Justin almost went on a date with a homeless
I know
guy
it.
That night.
I also had a homeless guy help me wash my truck
this weekend. Is that a euphemism for something?
No, it's just he wouldn't leave me alone and he persisted. Like he brought his own sponge, his own bucket of water. And
he's
just,
homeless and he has his own sponge?
It's, you know, he got to make a living somehow.
and then he later broke in.
No, and he kept on washing my truck and I really didn't need his help. But he insisted, so I mean, I wasn't going to tell him to stop. So
did you give him a tip?
I gave him $10, yeah.
You're so nice.
I know. And then my truck broke down. I had to get the tow truck to come and take it to the dealership, but he didn't help out at that point. He left. Didn't even bother giving me my $10 back.
Aww. Did he, like, demand money from the beginning?
No.
Or he just did it and then kind of waited around for you to give him some
money? No, because he does a sale pitch. Hey, man, what are you doing? As he sloshes the sponge on the truck, keep going at it, telling me that his house burned down and him and his wife are really... really in a struggle right now, but I'm not going to catch him on the corner with a cardboard sign saying, please help me, give me money. I'm going to be out here working hard. So he chose he's an entrepreneur.
I wonder, what is it about you that just keeps attracting homeless men?
I don't know. They want me.
You have said before on this podcast that you were attracted to homeless men, like last year.
It was like yes.
Like you liked them because they were all natural, but then you wanted to take them and bathe them and give them a makeover.
Scrub them and give them a makeover. Yeah. I know, but you can't fix their personality, and that's what sucks. But they are the best people to talk to. Have you ever talked to a homeless man? They can talk and talk and talk because that's all they got time to do.
I don't roll down my windows.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah,
me neither.
I avoid
eye
contact.
I lock the doors, windows up.
Sorry.
Amy thought this was a question to call her out, but ends up, I just wanted to talk about myself some more. What did Amy say? Who has the ugliest genitals?
Are you saying that just to call me out?
No.
Was that you talking or me that was bleeped out?
You were the one who was bleeped out.
Okay.
So
Amy assumed I was talking bad about her genitals. What did she think I was saying about her?
Oh. What am I finishing?
What Amy said next. Amy assumed I was calling her out about her genitals, and she said this. But I wasn't. Somebody's just feeling guilty over there.
You look so confused over there, Justin.
I don't know how to... can I get an example?
Just
for example, Amy, I wasn't talking about your genitals. Why? Because you think da 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 da. You think it's all spacious down there? You think
okay.
Do you remember what you said about your genitals?
I think so.
You talk about it so much, it's kind of hard.
I do not.
All right, Nick, give me your answer, please.
Can I prep, Amy?
No, it's okay.
I feel like in 2018. It's very hard for a male coworker to say this, even in jest. So I'd like to say this is in jest. And I'm not even going to look at you, Amy, while I say this.
Okay.
Because mine are looking great. That's what I thought she said. Because mine are looking great.
Do you know what a Kegel is?
I do know. I do them myself.
Justin, do you have an answer?
Yes. Is it because I lit a firework down there that one time at a Truth or Dare party in middle school?
Oh, my God.
What parties were you going to?
Yuma, Arizona.
Alicia.
That's what happens after you have three kids.
Oh,
my. Wait, I have two.
Oh. I have three.
No.
Well, we don't talk about the third one.
I've gotten confused before and introduced you as a mother of three, so I can't blame her.
You have.
Anna?
You have photo evidence that I have beautiful genitals.
Amy, do you remember?
I think it was something about the baby aftermath, but you were actually talking about your bat cave.
Oh,
who
my.
Has the ugliest genitals?
Are you saying that just to call me out?
No, what's wrong with your genitals?
I know you're like, because you had a baby, so your genitals gotta suck.
No, I was actually gonna say, have I never told you about my bat cave?
Wow.
Somebody's super paranoid. They're always gonna be getting called out about something.
Oh, loose lips.
Loose lips, yeah.
Oh.
And childbearing hips.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes. Alicia, you get a point.
Woo!
And Justin, you're going to get 2 points for creativity, which is going to bring you up to 4.5 points. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I apologize, Amy.
No.
Have you ever tried a lot of firework down there?
No.
Who would, Justin?
Or, I don't know. I've seen people do amazing things.
I saw a video of someone, I think they stuck it in their nose and lit the firecracker.
Ugh.
They were trying to start this new, you know, water bucket challenge or
I've
something.
I've seen it in the butt.
I saw a guy, he rolled up some marijuana and put it in a bowl and put it in his nostril.
What?
And he lit the ball and tried to like smoke it through his nose hole, but he
burned himself.
Yeah, he sure did.
You showed me some other bizarre ways to ingest marijuana as well. With her twat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you just Google that a lot?
That was a vape pen. That was different. But yeah, it was crazy. It's called the dark hole.
Justin!
What an appropriate name. If we ever needed a third person for loose lips and childbearing hips, I think dark hole would be a good one. Anna's unpopular opinion is...
I don't understand why people hate... Gosh, I wish my answers were more funny.
No, I need more creativity points.
She doesn't understand why this... gets hate.
Was this on the Channel Surfing podcast or was this on a Loose Lips episode?
I think this one was on Loose Lips.
Game changer.
Ding.
Oh yeah, ding.
Ding, but it ain't funny.
Dumb.
I do that too. I'll call myself out first before anybody else can. All right, Anna said.
I don't understand why people hate.
Amy, what do you think she said there?
Well, I first put reality TV, but then I changed it to macadamia nuts.
Okay. Any certain reason why?
I got a box of them last night.
Alicia?
That I'm so obsessed with Nick Jonas.
She doesn't understand why people hate eating dogs because they taste like chicken.
Why does this keep coming up?
Justin, you're a dog killer.
Justin has told me that he wants to try dog.
Like I would never.
On a menu, Justin would actually like order it and try it.
I would never. And this whole time, Justin just kept looking up at me, and I only see his like eye line.
Y'all hang out a lot outside of work. What do y'all do outside of work? Just eat a bunch of dog together?
Laugh.
Laugh, go on adventures, watch movies.
Nick, what did you put?
I said Anna doesn't understand why people don't like Justin.
I want to know that too. Anna also lives close to a dog park, like 2 feet away from a dog.
Because I
park.
Love them and I don't eat dogs.
Yeah, she looks out the window, she's salivating.
I mean, if you wanted to eat a dog, where would you move so you could go have a
like, whoa.
You know, you make a valid point.
Hoping one of them gets left behind after hours.
She's hoping so.
Oh, she's looking at my balcony.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, it's another border collie. Had that last week.
Yeah. Let's see what Anna said.
I don't understand why people hate talking on the phone. Mm. It's true. I love talking on the phone.
I hate talking on the phone.
Worst. See? See? I don't get it.
I hate people that want to FaceTime.
Oh, agreed.
And
Nick.
Do you ever see people that just walk around stores FaceTiming?
It's like, I do that.
What's so important about you being in the grocery store FaceTiming?
I can see the person's face.
Don't.
Why? And everyone knows that when you're FaceTiming, you're not looking at the other person. You're making sure you don't look stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking at them.
No, I'm looking at them.
I'm looking at them.
When you're in a long distance,
the screen of me is too small.
Mm-hmm. Sure, but do that in the privacy of your own home. We don't want you walking around Nordstrom Rack where we can hear your conversation.
But if you're trying to show your friend what kind of outfit you're trying to pick out and you need advice.
That's understandable. That's true. Are you walking around having a long conversation, though?
Probably.
If there's a reason to FaceTime, then yes.
Well, there's some more other information. It's like virtually bringing your best friend with you shopping.
I don't want to hear your conversation.
And they can give you
advice. That's the same thing for people on speakerphone. Like, why?
Then put on earphones.
It's always the people that you... I don't want to hear anybody's conversation, but much less the person who's doing it. I could look at them and be like, I don't care to hear what you have to say ever. And they're the ones walking around on FaceTime and on speakerphone. I just think that's rude. Out in public?
I don't think it's rude.
I think it's really
rude. It's not rude at all. It's them minding their own business.
See, if you're at the grocery store and you're FaceTiming and you're like, honey, I don't know which oranges to pick. Should I get this one or that one? Then cool, FaceTime. But if you're just like, yeah, okay, I'll meet you at 8:30. We'll go get dinner after. That bothers me.
I'm going to recap
Why?
My long, boring day.
Have plans and you don't?
Because it's just, you're on speakerphone, you're bothering people.
How is someone having a conversation with someone else bothering somebody?
I agree with you.
That doesn't make no sense. Like, you got to be so easily annoyed to get annoyed from other people having a conversation in the store.
But you're the one getting mad now.
I'm getting mad because it's just crazy how we can get mad at things that are just so little.
Well, there is such thing
minuscule.
As noise pollution.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in it. It's true.
And
it's
also,
real.
And don't think that when you're on speakerphone, you have to talk a little louder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, usually the person who is on the phone, even without speakerphone, they're the one sitting in a doctor's office, speaking super loud, having a one-sided conversation. I also think that's rude.
Mm-hmm.
You can step away or lower your voice. Like, we don't need to hear everything that comes. It's not the Justin show 24/7. It's not the whoever the hell you're talking to on the phone show 24/7. It's just strangers. I don't need to know this information. I don't need to hear your mundane conversation.
You don't need to hear it, but it just so happens as you walk past them.
Because you're rude.
No.
But anyway, I liked your creative answer. Even though I didn't get it, it had to be explained. So you're going to get half a point, which then brings you up to 5.
Wow.
Dogs?
Yeah, but Nick.
You didn't get eating dogs?
Well, I didn't know why it was a reoccurring joke.
It just started today. I've never heard any of this. I've never knew that Justin had some sort of fascination with the thought of me eating dogs.
You're a dog eater.
Where did this come from?
When you stole my points.
You have more points than me, and I didn't steal them. You were trying to steal mine.
But Nick, you also got 2 points. So you're in the lead with 9 points.
Oh, yeah.
How come my macadamia nuts didn't get a point?
Nah, it was all right. We're going to do one more audio clip, and then that's going to be it.
Oh.
I have another little game just to tack on to the end.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Is this for, like, extra points? So, like, if we're losing and we win this, we can maybe win?
Where are we at right now in the points?
I'm just asking for
I'm
a friend.
I'm losing. Yeah. Thank you for pointing that out. Thanks.
Nick is at 9. No one else is close to him.
Oh, exactly. No. So is this next answer worth 10?
Yeah.
Oh. Yes. Let's do it.
Next answer is worth 10.
Yeah.
Man. Anna has a chihuahua in the oven. It's
she's got to get there.
She has to get to it.
Yeah.
It's almost freshly brined.
Uh-huh.
I told you this in secrecy, and you're just, just kidding.
Part-time Justin is all the time clean.
I don't want to wash my hands after I...
He doesn't want to wash his hands after he blink.
What did you mouth?
I still didn't get that.
What? My answer is so good.
All right, don't say too much.
Is it macadamia?
I was just about to say that. Alicia, are you ready?
Sure.
Give her some time. She hasn't been funny at all.
You know what, Justin? I'm not funny.
No,
I know.
I love you, Alicia. You are so easy to talk to.
Thank you.
I don't want to wash my hands after I...
Anna, what'd you write?
He doesn't want to wash his hands after using a porta potty. And that's true because at ACL, Justin went to the bathroom and then I didn't want to get lost in the crowd and I grabbed his hand and he goes, I didn't wash my hands after this.
Oh.
But is there a place to wash
your hands? That's exactly what I was about to say.
After the porta potty?
Some porta potty! They will have the hand sanitizer in there.
They have hand sanitizer.
Mm-hmm. And certain ones and nicer ones. Oh, I avoid it at all cost.
So my answer is...
I'd rather pee in the woods than pee in a porta potty.
Well, so my answer was he doesn't wash his hands after using the porta potty.
Amy?
I don't think I should say. After he bleaches his dark hole.
10 points.
Yeah. I just said he doesn't wash his hands after eating a dog.
Topical.
Love it.
Amy, you get 10 points. Alicia, also like your answer. You get 2. Which makes
10 and 2.
Amy the winner.
Well, because we said it was 10 points.
Oh, it's all in? All right, Amy, I want you to win.
Doesn't Nick have to answer?
No, Nick doesn't get to answer.
I know the answer.
Oh.
Oh, then there was no chance of him winning. Mm-mm. That's not fair.
Well, that's the point.
Well, no, we're not playing for points. We're playing for funny answers.
This is what Justin...
Is that why you cared so much about arguing for your points?
I stand by my material.
This is what Justin did answer, by the way.
I don't want to wash my hands after I pee because my penis is clean.
It is.
You were so hesitant to say that word. It was so just like...
I wasn't saying that.
Can I look at this?
I was saying a dirtier one.
Okay, so...
But I feel like I don't have to clean it after. I don't. It's already clean.
You've explained this in great detail, that your junk is so clean that you don't have to wash afterwards.
My pickle.
Don't ever call it a pickle.
Thoroughly
ever.
Washed in the morning and at
Justin,
night.
Justin, that's why no one touches it, because you call it a pickle.
It's like a baby gherkin or however you say that.
My spirit stick.
Justin, enough.
Has a lot of cheer.
Your disco stick.
Disgusting.
This is disgusting. Wow.
On that note.
I hate that this comes up more than it should.
Yeah.
This conversation of you specifically not washing your hands after going to the bathroom.
But I don't wash my hands after I touch my knees or my elbow.
Do your knees or elbow pee? Do your knees or elbow have sexual contact with other knees and elbows? STDs be passed by your knees and elbows?
Probably. It depends on where you're sticking it.
And then, so you're saying that everyone's wee-wee is clean? Everyone.
No, not everyone's.
But then you're
going
to go and touch that doorknob.
Is.
Then you're going to go and touch that
but
doorknob
that,
that's not
but
clean.
But mine is clean. Okay. I clean it well and wash it.
PSA, Justin is totally in the majority, I think. I will say to all you ladies, chances are your guy doesn't wash his hands.
I always notice in the bathroom.
I always notice when we're out at restaurants or wherever. And the guys never wash their hands. It doesn't matter what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And then they're going and sharing those chips and salsa with
you. Oh, no.
Think about that. But it's clean, right?
Those,
it's clean.
It is clean. I'm still going to eat those. I double dip. Dip a nacho chip, lick all that salsa, and dip it back in. Mm-hmm. I am not afraid of no germs. Think about all the dollar bills that you have in your wallet and whose strippers' butts those were up.
I don't carry cash.
Okay, moving on. So everybody has... a card in front of them. This is from a game called Disturbed Friends. It has a question, and then it gives you 3 answers, A, B, and C. You have to read your question,
and we
all have to pick A, B, or C, which one we think you would answer. Now, some of them are worded really crudely, so if it is, you might have to play around with the words to make it something else, or I have a couple of extra cards if you just hate yours and want another card.
Okay.
So I'm going to start off first. If I had a time travel machine, I would go back in time and A... grill me some barbecued dinosaur. Anna, did I get your card? B, have wild unprotected LSD-induced sex at Woodstock 1969. Or C, give Rihanna pepper spray. Which one would I answer? A, grill barbecued dinosaur. B, wild unprotected LSD sex. Or C, give Rihanna pepper spray.
And this is answering as what you
would answer?
Mm-hmm.
So,
Anna, go.
B,
the crazy sex.
Amy? I also said B.
See what y'all think of me.
Ella's B. B all the way. Lacey?
Justin?
B, yeah. B, yeah, B, definitely, totally, for sure. Yeah, totally definitely.
Throw a
that lower back
there.
Tattoo,
wow,
says Ella's D.
Need a harder question, Lacey.
I'd actually go back in time and grill some dinosaur.
No, because I'd be not.
I'd be willing to try anything except for dog. But if it tasted good, I would want to try it.
You're no friend of Anna's.
If it was on the menu, I would be interested and want to try it.
Oh, I'd try a dinosaur for sure.
Yeah.
I'd eat dinosaur,
but I wouldn't eat dog.
But what's the difference?
So you'd rather eat Littlefoot?
Nick, read us what you got.
After I orgasm.
It's funny because he doesn't.
I have a kid. So after I orgasm, you should A, leave, B, make me a sandwich, or C, pay me.
Why is it so perfect?
After I orgasm, leave, make me a sandwich, or pay me. Justin, what do you think?
I'm going to say B. It sounds like the most...
Make me a sandwich?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Alicia?
Just to be funny.
I'm going to say A, leave.
Leave? Okay, yeah. Good one.
I say Amy? B, because I know your wife makes you make sandwiches.
Sandwich. Those sandwiches are so good.
That is also why I said B as well. B,
same, B.
I would say B, make me a sandwich. Yes. Sandwich. My wife makes really good sandwiches.
She does.
Let me give everyone a tip. Put some hummus on your sandwiches.
Yum.
I love that.
And we go carrot shreds. Those are my favorite two parts of the sandwich.
Oh, little so good.
What else do you put? Like, it's like hummus and what? Like ham and cheese?
Usually some sort of meat. Maybe it's turkey, ham, sliced chicken or something. And then...
Cucumbers?
No, I'm not a cucumber guy. Dijon mustard with red pepper hummus, spinach, some sort of cheese, pepper jacks preferred, and carrot shreds. And that's usually about it. Oh, if it's been a good week and we got a little extra cash, get some roasted red peppers at the store.
Oh, so good.
So good. They sell them in jars. They're delicious.
Wow, that sounds really good.
It's one of the best sandwiches I've ever had.
Make me one. Mm.
Justin, you want to read us your card?
Yes. I would be extremely successful at screaming, scamming the elderly. Not reading. That's definitely okay. I would be extremely successful at scamming the elderly, leading a religious cult, getting away with murder. I would be extremely successful at scamming the elderly, leading
not
a religious
reading.
Cult, and getting away with murder.
I'm gonna say scamming the elderly.
I say A by default as well.
I say A.
I also say A.
Oh, wow.
Screaming at the elderly. I was going to say getting away with murder.
Oh, thank
Justin?
You. Thank you.
He could just talk himself out somehow.
No.
He just talk and talk and talk.
No.
Or he just ran into my knife. Nine times.
It would be funny and they'd be like, he couldn't have actually done it.
I think, those elderly people are slow.
I can see you really needing some money and being like, hey, Doris.
Yeah.
Doris. Car and get some money off you somehow.
Yeah, just steal their wheelchair. Where are you going to go now, Grandma?
Catch me if you can.
Alicia?
The best thing about being a woman is A, crying wins fights. B, my lady part is globally accepted as a form of payment. Or C, pretending you're pregnant.
Ooh.
What was A?
Crying wins fights.
I'm going to say A. Crying wins fights. Think long distance.
You would do all of
that. I'm going to say B because you got a nice purse.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
I'm going to say C because if you were not in the committed relationship that you are, I could see you using that to try to get the upper hand. I mean, you already won him over, so there's no trickery involved. Hopefully, that's not how you got the ring. But I could see you playing that card if need be.
Yeah, I'm going to say pretending that you're pregnant as well.
I also said C.
Well, thank you guys. Thanks so much. Actually, I don't like that I picked this answer, but I'm going to say B.
Mm.
You know, if I'm going to, you get the milk for free, why not get some money out of it?
It's a match!
Justin got a point.
Woo! Okay. Justin!
Justin knows me better than all of y'all. Really, guys? Pretending I'm pregnant?
It was probably just because just last week we were talking about you maybe being pregnant.
With Steven Tyler's baby.
Yeah, so anyway, that was on the mind.
But then I'm set for life, which means I'm rich.
See, we talked about it.
Ding.
So you don't know yourself.
Amy, what's your card say?
I don't really like mine.
Do you want a new one?
No.
Well, then why complain?
You know me.
I know.
Okay. It's just kind of negative. My future daughter will end up likely.
How old is she now?
She just turned 14.
Okay.
Okay, so my future daughter will likely end up A, hating men and slicing off her boyfriend's nuts.
Well.
B, becoming another airhead that worships reality TV. Or C, stripping for tuition money.
Ooh. Anna is 2 out of 3 right now.
I'm going to go with A, because if she has your anger problems, then you've never done that. But again, I could see it happening. I could see Amy and daughter being on news one day.
But when they
got mad at the man and chopped him up. Yeah. And the important parts.
And we've seen how good she is with a knife in the kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah.
True.
I was going to say B just out of respect, but I'm going to say A now.
Yeah, I'm going to switch my answer.
Nuts
well.
Off.
My goodness.
Is Morgan into making hot dogs?
I think I'd say B.
What if you said she was going to be a stripper?
I really
would you support it?
I do like to save money, so like, if she could make her own by dancing or stripping, that'd be great.
And then she becomes a rapper, and then she's the next Cardi B.
There you go.
And Anna, give us the last card, please.
Okay, mine's not like that funny. Just so you know. Okay. The thing I find the least attractive about a woman is A, nipple hair. B, yeast infections.
Oh.
C, an opinion.
That's easy.
And this is how you would answer.
How I would answer.
I have to go with yeast infection.
Yeah, B.
I say A.
I'm going to say opinion.
I would definitely answer yeast infections.
Yay.
The word infection is right there.
Well, and yeast. Just ugh.
Yeah, yeast is a gross word.
All right, everybody, thank you for joining us today. Thank you to the Shut Up Podcast.
Yay. Oh, yeah, no problem.
Who was almost a winner, who was a very bad sore loser. I love both you guys. Thank you so much for
thank
coming
for
on.
Us. Never going to come back on the show ever again.
We would never ask you back, so it's fine.
Trying to be a sore loser.
Oh. Thank you, Alicia. Is there anything that you'd like to say? We've never gotten to talk to you on the podcast.
Oh my gosh, you haven't?
Mm-mm.
Wow, thanks for just now inviting me on. I really appreciate that. And thanks for saying that I would pretend to be pregnant.
You've actually done absolutely nothing to be on here, but we just had you on today. But
I just show up and I leave. Fine.
A little brief something about yourself. Tell me about you.
I wanted Steven Tyler's baby. There you go.
See, that's why the answer would be pregnancy.
And Anna, thank you, always, for coming on. Don't forget to check out Channel Surfing Podcast. Anna's got all kind of good stuff going on. What do you have coming up on Channel Surfing?
Ooh, I just recently got to talk to Kate Flannery. She plays Meredith in The Office. So
and
go
you
check
got
that
to
out.
Talk to 13 Reasons
Why. Yes, I got to talk to Christian Navarro from 13 Reasons Why. I already finished the second season.
Already?
I did. So you can hear my thoughts on that later.
Yeah. Guys, what do you have coming up on Shut Up Podcast?
We just recently interviewed David Blaine, and he did a cool magic trick for us over the radio.
Ooh.
Over the radio. You know, magic is not only to be seen, but to be heard.
Should be now you hear me, not now you see me.
And Justin and I, each week, we're going to start breaking down all the hot celebrity gossip stories.
With our new feature called The Celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
celebrity. Like it. Cool. Well, thank you all very much for joining us. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And while you're there, you can leave us a rating, a comment, all kind of fun stuff. Check out the other Kid Nation podcast. Hit us up on our socials, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Instagram, on Facebook, Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. Keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
Just moronic commentary and stupid sound effects, and it's just dumb. It doesn't make any sense.